everybody. Welcome back to a Legends Lovers podcast. We're here talking about Star Wars again. What a surprise. This podcast should debut on February 23rd. So excited for that. And it's being recorded on February 17th. So anything that I say, it is being recorded on February 13th. So anything I say, may or may not be accurate compared to modern knowledge content, things that we're thinking of or aware of at the time of release. Just being aware of that. I know in the last episode of the podcast that came out on the 13th, that I mentioned that I have an episode working on content talking about like the couple past years in review, where I've been as far as what has happened, where I've been, what has happened while I've been gone. In the Star Wars world. And so that should be coming out that first Friday of March. That's the goal. And so I'll be editing that and then schedule that for release. And it'll be so much fun having a guest on the show. I actually really like talking not by myself. I love to be talking about Star Wars with people. I have another podcast and it just wouldn't work if it was by myself. It won't work if I'm by myself. So something I love to do. So as you've probably guessed by the title of this episode, we're talking about Vader. Vader. Darth Vader. Big dog Darth Vader. And it's pretty cool. He's a pretty cool character. I got some artwork on my wall in my dorm room that I actually painted. It's a straight black. I painted the entire canvas black and then a white outline of Vader with his helmet and his cape and then a lightsaber. And then it's got Vader and then a line underneath the name and it's the lightsaber. His lightsaber blade and stuff. And it's super sick. I'm not a big painter guy. I'm not very good at it. But one of my favorite paintings that I've ever done. Vader is such a cool character. And a lot of this podcast is stuff that like most people wouldn't know about. And so I was like, what's an idea that I'd love to talk about that would be fun to do a podcast on? And Vader was the first thing that came to my head. And people probably are like, but this is Legends Lovers. Talks a lot about legends. Talks a lot about stuff that people don't know about. Not common knowledge. You know, talking about all kinds of stuff. Legends. Stuff that is super cool and fun. And, you know, like the Rakata Empire and the Celestials. Like, that's not stuff where he's going to start talking about Vader. But I just kind of wanted to talk about him just because it's such a cool character. And give a breakdown of... If you've never listened, if for some reason you're listening to this podcast before you have watched Star Wars, this is a great episode for you because you get to know about the big bad. This is honestly what the entire Star Wars story, episodes 1 through 6, this is the main, like the character, regardless of if he's the main character or not, this is the story that it's about. Like, it's about this guy's family. So cool. And it's since expanded from that, but that's what it started as originally. And so... if you don't know who Darth Vader is, you've had since 1977, or I guess 1980, to figure out who he is. And it was expanded more in 1983 when Return of the Jedi came out. But Darth Vader, bear with me, is Luke Skywalker's father. What? His name is Anakin Skywalker. And so if you haven't heard of that before, spoiler alert. If you have, great. But most people, even if you haven't seen Star Wars, you know, I am your father moment, like top 10, top 3 cinematic moments of all time, probably. It's up there. It's like up there with like, I am Inevitable or I am Iron Man from Endgame. Like just most impactful cinematic moments, like lines of all time. And so with a character this big, it causes you to wonder and think about it. And who is he? Why is he? Why is he the way he is? And I'm trying to do the best. I do research before the episodes. And so I'm trying to do this without looking at my notes. Because I'm a Star Wars fan. I should know this stuff. But here we are. And so we're introduced to Darth Vader in 1977. And it's a really crazy aspect. Like, people in 1977 were like, what the heck is this? Who is this guy? It's not your normal bad guy villain, right? It's a different type of... Sci-fi movies of the time were different. Like, it was Star Trek and things like that. Like, they were different. The Star Wars is a completely different vibe. And so, they're like, what is... Like, bad guys typically aren't like... Like, you know, robot... There are robot... Like, Terminator, they were robots. But, like, it's different. And, so to see this new character with this red lightsaber that no one's ever seen a laser sword like this, and it's just a very crazy thing to think of from the time. And so that's when we're first introduced to him, is 1977, when he's boarding the Tantive IV, or the Rebel Blockade Runner, from his Star Destroyer, in an attempt to hunt down the rebels who stole the plans to a Star Destroyer, or a super weapon of mass destruction, the Death Star. And this Death Star has the power to destroy planets, which is crazy. And so Vader is on that mission, and we later learn the backstory behind how people got that, and we get to see Vader in the Tantive IV dicing and slicing people up. I hope that's not too graphic. In Rogue One, one of the coolest scenes in all of Star Wars. Probably one of the the best scene of the Disney franchise Star Wars films. Mandalorian probably has a good, like, the Luke Skywalker scene from The Mandalorian Season 2 is up there as far as, like, Disney plus Disney Star Wars scenes, but this scene in Rogue One is just unmatched. And so we see the development, moving on, we see the development of Darth Vader from this guy who is just a menace, killing people, using the dark side of the Force, which were... At the time, the audience has no idea what the Force is, and, they're, like, wizards and, like, things like that, and we don't know what the Jedi were, and are they always this small, or were they a big group, and were they knocked off by Darth Vader and his master, who we don't see really well until Return of the Jedi. We see him a little bit in Empire Strikes Back, and so we're watching the progression of this character from 1977 as he's this menace, he's the ultimate bad guy, and Luke Skywalker ends up defeating him, and he's knocked away from the Death Star because obviously Darth Vader lives. And so moving into Empire Strikes Back, he is continuing to hold that menace value, like him on Hoth, like it's the same, like not the same vibe, but also the same vibe. We get a little bit more into who he is, Darth Vader. We're seeing Luke's development as a character more. We don't see Vader as much of a development, at least towards the beginning of that film. And then towards the end of Empire Strikes Back is the big I am your father moment, right? And this whole new aspect of Darth Vader, he was this terrible guy who killed Anakin Skywalker, one of the greatest Jedis of all time. That's what the audience is under the impression of. And all of a sudden, we're sitting here in the theaters. Obviously, I'm 19. I'm about to turn 20. And I was not there in 1977. I hate to break it to you. So this is all off of people that I know that were there. My parents, I'm pretty sure my dad saw the movies and films. I don't know about my mom. I don't know if her parents let her go. And so it's just this, that's the aspect. But we're looking at this character and we're seeing the development of, okay, so he's not just a bad guy. He's not your typical bad guy. Like, just... like Mr. Claw, like I'll get you, or just like total evil guy. He's not like, there are layers to him. I think of that NF song, Layers is such a good song. And so if he is Anakin Skywalker, then how did he kill him? Like, you know, as fans, you're thinking, so did he kill him? Did he not? Did Obi-Wan lie? Is Obi-Wan a Darksider? Is Obi-Wan the evil mastermind behind all this? And we get in more layers in Return of the Jedi where he was like, no, he didn't actually kill Anakin Skywalker physically. He killed him mentally. Like, if you had two personalities, it was Anakin Skywalker and Darth Vader fighting. Like, I mean, you can see it throughout the prequels, how Anakin Skywalker, that personality, is fighting Darth Vader. And they're fighting for control over the body of Anakin Skywalker. And to a certain extent, Darth Vader wins. And so we see that development of, we understand this character, and we actually see the reverse of what happened in the prequels. We see him turn back to the light side. Luke Skywalker convinces him to become, like, good again, I guess. And he sees the light in him, and he's able to, through the Force, manipulate manipulate's not the right word, but he's able to encourage Darth Vader to like see what's more valuable, the Empire and the dark side and the power, or his son, his blood, and ends up giving up his life to save his son because his son chooses not to fight. Which I actually have always, and this is side note, I said this in the last episode, side note, I love rabbit trails, but Luke Skywalker throws away his lightsaber. When does he get it back? Does he, I don't remember, I'd have to go back and rewatch Return of the Jedi. I don't remember him going and grabbing his lightsaber when Darth Vader killed Palpatine after that. Like, I don't know, that was an interesting thought that I had. And like, he just pulls up with it. Like, he has a tendency to lose his lightsabers. I mean, he lost it in Empire Strikes Back, and then he throws it away in the middle of the Death Star in Return of the Jedi. I don't know. But Darth Vader ends up dying and giving up his life. And so that's where the story of Darth Vader ends, technically. But then George Lucas comes back and makes the prequels. W move, in my opinion. I'm not like a huge... I mean, I like the prequels. My dad has his bachelor's degree in acting, and or he's like... theater or something. He went to school for acting. He was going to get his master's in acting and then ended up dropping out and go to Hollywood and try to, or California, and try to get a job there and ended up life. And so he hates not Hayden Christensen as a person, but he's like, he couldn't act. My dad just doesn't like the prequels. Is what it is. I debate, but he doesn't. What are you going to do? But I enjoy them, and so George Lucas made the prequels. And so this adds a whole nother layer. Like, we've seen the layers of Darth Vader. We've seen that he was good. He was Anakin. He killed this other, or the original personality, the light side of him, but then the light side of him returned. So did he really kill him? Do we know? And so we get this whole aspect. We see Anakin Skywalker as a child. We see Jake Lloyd, Jake Lloyd... so good. Phantom Menace is probably, the more I think about it, is probably my favorite movie, or at least the best movie of the prequel trilogy. I think I tend to lean towards Revenge of the Sith. I just like that movie so much. But if you look at it from a standpoint of like the storyline, the characters, how everything played out, Phantom Menace, in my opinion, is probably the best prequel movie. Darth Maul, like, just so cool. And people hated that. Hated on it a lot, but I feel like Hayden Christensen was the main reason why the prequels didn't go so well. And George Lucas is notoriously known for not being an actor's director. He's kind of like, this is what I want, go do it. And Ewan McGregor was more experienced and was able to like really bring that character to life. And Anakin was just like, I don't know, George Lucas was going for what he was going for, and an experienced actor. Like, I don't know, there's a lot you can see of... And I'm going on a side trail again, but James Earl Jones, Hayden Christensen really did study and try to overlay that the way James Earl Jones talked. And because James Earl Jones is the voice of Darth Vader in the original trilogy. And so he tried to kind of play that into it because, you know, if he just walked up and had a Southern accent and then all of a sudden he's in this robot machine, and he's like, I am your father. But he sounds like, hey, y'all, how you doing? And the prequel's like, that doesn't make any sense. So it's kind of cool to see how he really actually did that and did try. But anyways, so he kind of, the Phantom Menace starts as him as a boy, like 9-10 years old, and how he gets to become a Jedi apprentice and the pod racing and how Qui-Gon died. And I know there's a lot of people believe this, and I'm of the camp that agrees with them, that if Qui-Gon Jinn had never died, Anakin Skywalker would not have become Darth Vader. It's just how it is. But, I mean, it had to happen. Because if it didn't happen, like, you know, and that's what's so cool about having a character like that, is that you're rooting for him, Qui-Gon, to, like, you're like, if only Qui-Gon hadn't died, as if, like, anything else would have happened. If only Qui-Gon wouldn't have died, then we wouldn't have had Darth Vader. But, like, he had to have died, and we had to have, like... we knew it was going to happen. And even, like, my parents had me watch the original trilogy first, and then I watched the prequel trilogy. And it was like, I knew Darth Vader was Anakin Skywalker, and Darth Vader was Darth Vader, and that, and I knew that Anakin Skywalker was going to become him. But I was still like, if only Qui-Gon wouldn't have died, we wouldn't have never had Darth Vader, as if anything else would have happened. Like, the ultimate point of the prequels was to show the origin story of Darth Vader. Anyways, that was the aspect of the kid. Like, you definitely saw more of a light side, but you could also see the dark side in him. And then Attack of the Clones, definitely my least favorite and worst movie of the prequel trilogy, was kind of, you could definitely see where he was falling. You could see the anger, the fear, the hate. He lost his mother, things like that. Like, falling in love with Padme ended up being the downfall, because he, in Revenge of the Sith, we see he was terrified to lose Padme because he lost his mother, and that ended up sending him over the edge. And honestly, it's all Padme's fault. Not actually. But to send him over the edge to become Darth Vader. And he was obsessed with saving her and keeping her alive, that Palpatine manipulated him. Like, it's so interesting to watch how Palpatine just manipulates him. And that's just the story the Jedi would tell you. And just, like, totally, like, it plays out just how he wanted. So that's kind of the overview. Like, we ended up seeing him, you know, turning to the dark. Like, he was a good kid in Phantom Menace. He was starting to be dark, like, kind of have dark side tendencies. And he killed a whole tribe of Tusken Raiders and things like that. And Attack of the Clones. And then we see this kind of hero at the beginning. He's, like, a reckless, like, not reckless, but, like, he's a fearless warrior of the light side. And we definitely get a lot of that in the Clone Wars, but he's a fearless warrior, and then he ends up turning to the dark side and becoming Darth Vader, Revenge of the Sith. And definitely kind of the Clone Wars brings to life that fun, honestly Han Solo-esque aspect to Anakin Skywalker, where he's a warrior, he's a hero of the New Republic, of the Jedi, and fighting for freedom and, you know, serving the light side and being a protector of the peace, kind of, but also in the middle of a war. And you can kind of see the dark side in him certain points in the later parts of the Clone Wars. In Clone Wars Season 7, by the way, best season of Clone Wars. You cannot tell me otherwise. Even if it was just the last four episodes, I couldn't care less about the Martez sisters. But the last four episodes of Season 7 were insane. And so that definitely gives a lot of... That gives just another layer into who Darth Vader is, and the layers. Like, I think his character has so many different aspects and layers to it, like being that evil guy in A New Hope or Episode 4, and then being this kid in Phantom Menace. Like, the contrast, it honestly is kind of cool to watch the symmetry, the opposite symmetry. Like, both the first episode of the prequels and the first episode of the originals, it's good kid and then terrible, terrible man, and how you watch the progression of how this good kid is twisted into the dark side, whereas this evil, like, Sith Lord is eventually turned back to the light side. It's like you can watch the progression, kind of, not at the same pace necessarily, because just because of, I think, Attack of the Clones, it was more gradual. We definitely missed out on a lot of stuff that the Clone Wars added to, whereas in the originals, Darth Vader was definitely the same character for me. Like, he was the same up until from the first time we see him in A New Hope till about half to three quarters of the way through Attack of the Empire Strikes Back. And then we start to see his character shift. And so that's definitely, like, the way the films, if you're just looking at the films and then Clone Wars, how that affects, who Darth Vader is and the layers of that character. And to take it even one step further, we see more layers added to it in the Kenobi series. The Kenobi series definitely adds a lot of, like, obviously it's all about Kenobi, but that last episode, that, I mean, goosebumps, that last scene of Kenobi, where Vader and Kenobi face off, where Kenobi's like, "You didn't kill Anakin, I did." Like, just like, oh. And that, and it's so cool. Like, I know obviously they know what they're doing, but that ties back into Return of the Jedi, and it's like that show is probably subpar, but so good. Like, just the way, like, that last episode was on point, and it's cool to see how that last layer plays into plays into that, and that's really neat to just kind of watch that play out and add another layer into who Darth Vader is. And honestly, up to that point, up until this past fall, that's what we had. That's what we had to deal with. Like, the layers of good to bad, bad to good. We can see the good parts of him in Clone Wars, and we can see how the Darth Vader side of him killed Anakin. And recently, up until this past fall, we got to see Anakin Skywalker appear again as Anakin and Darth Vader in the Ahsoka show, episode 5. And that episode is by far one of the best episodes of the entire series. One of the best episodes of Disney plus Star Wars, Disney Star Wars in general. And we get to see another aspect of Force Ghost Anakin, kinda, because it's in the world between worlds, so it's not a Force Ghost, but to see how there's a balance between light side and dark side. Like, he, honestly, if you think about it, he is a representation of the Force. And it goes to show, maybe he was the chosen one after all, that he's a perfect balance. And it references the Mortis trilogy from Clone Wars, which I know I've gotten into before, and I think I might get into again once Ahsoka wraps up. We've seen a lot of hints from that in Rebels, Ahsoka, Clone Wars, obviously. And so once that kind of starts to come to a close, I'll bring it up in more full detail and stuff like that. But he represents the light side and the dark side. We see him fully, easily, like, I mean, like a snap of the finger, he's from light side Anakin to dark side Darth Vader. Boom. And it's cool to watch that and just how he trains Ahsoka. And he's not, like, trying to kill Ahsoka or hating Ahsoka, but he's using the dark side to teach her a lesson. And it's cool how he kind of uses that. And it's another aspect, and I think kind of, at least for right now, the final chapter in the story of Darth Vader. We see the good to the bad. We see the bad kill the good for good. And then we see the good return and the bad turn to the good side. And then we've seen in the Clone Wars, like, the really the warrior and the fun Anakin fleshed out. And finally, after Darth Vader's death, we still get to see new aspects of this character and how he's evolving as the balance or the chosen one of the Force. And that's kind of a cool, like, I find it fascinating how that character is written and continues to be written. And even after George Lucas is done and after the character is technically dead, he's still evolving and changing and, like, becoming an even more interesting character with more layers to that onion. It's just such a cool story to watch and be able to just be here to watch it unfold is a gift, really. So, yeah, that's kind of my rundown of Darth Vader. Hopefully it was fun listening to me rant about this for 23 minutes. Yeah, so as I said in the last episode, and I probably went on for a little bit too long about it, but I'd love it when people call in. Obviously I'm recording this not long after I finished wrapping up recording on that episode. But if you guys, want to call in, I'm going to get that email fixed for y'all. Email in, call in, contact me, message me, on YouTube content on videos. I'm going to try to start uploading videos. It's just a gift to be able to connect with fans, to be able to create something that you enjoy as well. And just to, honestly, yeah, just connect and converse with fans and fellow Star Wars fans and people that just like to talk. And I love being able to disagree with someone and still be their friend. Like, you can love someone and not agree with them. Like, that's something that's unheard of in our culture now. And so I want to be that difference in the world. Love if you call in, message me. And I'd love if you're a pod catcher of choice. I've heard that reference used. Pod catcher of choice lets you leave a review or subscribe or like or whatever, or download. We'd love to see that. I just have one request. Please make any reviews positive. It can be, your video sucked. Your audio sucked. I hated your podcast so much. But this part was good and you could do this better. Like, honestly, like, just make the review positive. Like, hey, this was not great, but you could do this differently. That'd be awesome. I'd love to learn and grow and stuff like that. So without further ado, we'll see you guys in the next episode. See you next week on the Legends Lovers podcast, and may the Force be with you.